Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The recent strike by the United Auto Workers Union against the Big Three automakers was the outcome of the unintended negative consequences of soaring government spending and budget deficits. A major way that governments finance soaring spending and budget deficits is through inflation of the money supply. As consumer prices soar as a result of these actions, non-unionized businesses can more easily increase their employee pay rates to compensate for the falling purchasing power of the U.S. dollar. However, when unions negotiate a multi-year contract for compensation with a business, that company loses the flexibility to adjust employee compensation as the value of the dollar plummets. As a result, when the union contract nears expiration, the union invariably demands an outsized increase in compensation to overcome the losses sustained by unionized workers locked into contracted pay rates. The large size of the demanded wage hikes makes negotiations between the union and the business more difficult. This challenge tends to result in a surge of strikes when the two sides cannot come to agreement. I'm not just speaking theoretically. The surge in labor strikes this year parallels the surge in strikes that occurred when the federal government ramped up inflation of the money supply when President Carter was in office more than 40 years ago. You also had a surge in strikes the time before that when there was a larger than usual government inflation of the money supply. When government inflation of the money supply was later sharply reduced, you also saw a huge decline in the number of labor strikes. Inflation of the money supply is effectively a tax on the general public, because the government gets to spend the increased number of dollars first before prices rise as much as they will later. It is effectively stealing the wealth of the private sector. Everyone suffers, with workers subject to pay scales negotiated in a labor union contract suffering more than others. To protect their finances, union workers need to advocate for one or more of the following policies: reduce government spending and debt, getting rid of the union contract, or working at a non-unionized business. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.